4 years after California enacted the nation's first medical marijuana law, Colorado voters passed a similar measure, Amendment 20. But there are some significant differences, notes Fort Collins-based journalist Greg Campbell in his new book, Pot Incorporated. One is the legal status of cannabis sellers.
It's a for-profit industry. People are allowed to make money on this. You don't have to be a nonprofit. You don't have to be a co-op. You can be an individual limited liability corporation selling this federally prohibited substance. And I think that has taken some of the focus from the federal point of view away from California onto Colorado.
But as cannabis edges ever closer to legitimacy, Campbell says, the high profits derived from its outlaw classification are rapidly contracting.
At this point, the vast majority of marijuana grown is grown in warehouses. So once we find what the free market price point is for marijuana, that's going to dictate who's going to stay in this business. I went back after a year or two and interviewed some of the guys who were in my book who had grand plans for making millions and millions of dollars and retiring in a couple of years down to Costa Rica. And lo and behold, they've discovered that their business is no different than any other retail business. They have the same margins. It seems that price point has started to fluctuate in Colorado, at least.
Right now, Colorado is one of three states preparing to vote on full legalization this November. Campbell says the track record of the pot business there is helping build support for the measure.
Our elected leaders and the regular citizens who are sort of on the fence about whether this is a good thing or a bad thing for the state have seen not just benign effects or no effects, any negative consequences, but in fact, they've seen some benefits. They've seen how much money can come into their local communities. And it's interesting now we've got a surplus of funds in our medical marijuana registry account. And it's interesting now to see our politicians, some of whom didn't like this industry and didn't want it in Colorado, are now trying to scheme ways to use that money for something other than what it was earmarked for.
Like many observers of the medical marijuana industry, Campbell believes it is only a matter of time before the plant is removed from the controlled substances list or legalized altogether. When that happens, he says, we should be prepared to see an immediate influx of corporate players.
The R.J. Reynolds of the world are primed to just change what they put into their cigarettes. They own tens of thousands of acres for tobacco, and all they have to do is replant the tobacco fields with cannabis crops, assuming that outdoor growing will be legalized. And then, of course, they have the factories, they have the distribution system, they have the agreements with all of the retailers. So it makes perfectly logical sense that they would come into the market in a very big way.
Still, that might not be the death knell for the established premium pot from here in Northern California. Growers in the Emerald Triangle of Mendocino, Humboldt, and Trinity counties can still prosper, Campbell suggests, to the extent they're able to maintain the quality and the mystique of their products.
What's going to measure their success is the same thing that measures the success in any other economic endeavor: how well they can market themselves, how well and wide they can distribute, and how much they pump up that this is the best bud you can get in the country.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.